G'day, listeners. In this episode, we're discussing a concept that Guy had heard a little while ago, I've just come across, and it's pronoia, the opposite of paranoia. So, yeah, it's a bit of fun. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
What do I...
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're live.
No, we're recording.
About pronoia.
Yeah.
I love this concept. So we've all heard of paranoia. Paranoia is... I guess, worrying that the universe is conspiring against you. But there's this brilliant book out there written by...
Rob Bresny,
Pronoia.
Yes.
Where the concept is similar to a motto that you and I both share, that the universe is conspiring to help you, to work with you rather than against you. And what a brilliant concept.
The universe has a crush on you.
A crush on you. Oh, I like that one. Oh, look at you, Michelle. Is it the universe talking?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it all ties into, you know, a lot of people, when I was first starting to study all of this sort of stuff 30, 40 years ago, you know, they got sick of hearing, positive thinking. But it's so much deeper than just positive thinking, isn't it?
Yes.
So have we spoken about the car park?
We have. I'm pretty sure we have. Yeah. And I heard you say it in a workshop the other day, and you drew it on the board and you said, here's a car park. So a person who is more the glass is half empty person goes into the car park
thinking
there are no car parks, it's always hard to get a car park, and they'll drive around and they'll get to that one car park. And then they'll go, oh, finally, it was so hard to get here.
Hmm.
Now, we and others who have the same belief that, you know, everything always works out for us, and I use Kookaburra, and my kids, we declare Kookaburra,
so yeah,
and Kookaburra, we always find a car park. It's our belief.
Hmm.
So we'll drive around in that same car park on the same day, exactly the same time, and we will get to
the same spot.
However, we'll be like, yes, see, Kookaburra provided. We've got the car spot.
And your experience is very, very different.
Yeah.
So that's when we heard about this book and pronoia, we realise that that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're of the belief that the universe is conspiring to provide everything that we want and need, and that everything will work out for us. So I think pronoia was originally from, I don't know where I read this, but years ago, I think I heard that it was the condition of being deluded that everyone fancies you, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's scratching around in my memory somewhere, but forget about that. But regardless, the concept is that if you have a firm belief that the universe is conspiring for you, it helps you rewrite everything, such as adversity, challenging times, things that you don't necessarily think are going your way. When you eventually come through them at the other end, if you have this pronoia mindset, when you get through the other end, you go, oh, how cool, all of those obstacles I just had to jump over were there to get me to this point. And I wouldn't be at this point if those obstacles weren't there.
When you said delusional, my mind went straight to, it's like a Mr. Bean movie where he's got all these things happening around him, but he's just like happy,
oblivious to it.
Totally oblivious and like, oh, there's this, you know,
yes,
something lands in his hand after the explosion that he caused, you know, five scenes ago, and it's like, oh, thank you.
It's to me, a bit Inspector Clouseau.
That's right.
I guess we don't want to imply that you have to be ignorant and stupid for this to work for you, because I don't think, I certainly don't think you're ignorant and stupid, and I hope I'm not, Michelle.
Well, I found that.
Reaffirm me here, please.
You're not. Yeah. No. I found the title of the book.
Yeah.
So it's Pronoia is the Antidote for Paranoia, How the Whole World is Conspiring to Shower You with Blessings by Rob Bresny.
Ah, shower you with blessings. Because even the challenge, I know we harp on this, but even the challenging moments in our life are blessings.
Yeah. What I say in anti-fragility keynote is that not in spite of the hard times have you grown stronger. It's because of the hard times that you've grown stronger. Mm. So that's the obstacles are the way, which Ryan Holiday.
The obstacle is the way.
That's right.
What is it? There's so many great books out there at the moment about this topic, because I think it's about time that we started to go back to positive thinking.
Rather than the victim card, yeah. It's like, hang on, that's my superpower.
Well, isn't that being thrown around these days, the victim card? It's like everyone has been given permission to be a victim lately, which is fine. You're allowed to. If you want to be a victim, by all means be a victim. I've been there. We've both been there. But it's what an awful state to be in, that you're sitting there whinging about the state of things and what is happening to you rather than for you and all that sort of stuff. And there's been a shift over the last decade or so. We've moved towards a very much a victim mindset. The world isn't safe for me. The world isn't set up so that I can flourish and succeed.
The world isn't safe.
No, and it's never been safe.
No, that's right. And you've said it before in one of your workshops, the expectation that we go out into traffic, for example, and we get frustrated that there's traffic. So our initial expectation is that somehow there will be no traffic on Victoria Road ever. And so when we go to Victoria Road and there's traffic, we're frustrated. Yeah. It's like there's a bit of a mismatch between reality and expectation.
It is, because you can't be stressed without an expectation.
That's it.
So when I first moved to Sydney, I thought, oh, Sydney traffic is a nightmare. So I drive like an idiot, just like everyone else, impatiently honking horns and stuff like that. And then had the realization that traffic's just an opportunity to do something I enjoy. So I listen to podcasts, stand-up comedians and audiobooks, and I learn and laugh in traffic. And now I love traffic. Because I'm getting to do something that I enjoy doing and I need time to do it. And why not do it in a car? But yeah, like you just said, the underlying expectation that was causing my frustration. So when I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Sydney traffic is a nightmare, the underlying expectation is that there is no traffic.
And never will be every time you go out on the road.
I can get into a car and go wherever I want without traffic because I am a god. It's like, it's that sort of mindset. And it's pathetic that we do this to ourselves. We create all of this stress in our heads because we have expectations that we haven't really analysed where they're coming from. It's like a kid not cleaning up their room and we get stressed about it, because the underlying expectation is that kids walk into a messy room and aren't overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task that's ahead of them.
Yeah.
You know, we have brains that can compartmentalise all things.
Sometimes I get overwhelmed by this
year. Yeah, very true. We all do. But kids, it's even worse because they haven't learnt the skills. So the expectation is what's causing the stress, the expectation that a child can think and perform tasks the way we do instead of having the beautiful patience of somebody that works in a childcare centre. Like, have you met those people working in childcare centres and how they have this incredible patience for kids?
Yes.
They're the best parents.
They are. So pro-noia,
yes.
I think, is, the opposite. So, again, it's a mindset, obviously, which I love mindsets.
Yes.
But it's that... I think we have an element of this already. We just hadn't labelled it.
No. Well, now we've got a new term.
That's right.
I love this. Pro-noia.
And if I'm slightly delusional, that's okay as well.
Well, I have no problem with being delusional if the delusional improves your life.
Yeah.
And contributes to you being a better person.
Yeah. I used to think I was, I've grown up with karma. Oh, karma will get them. Karma will get them. And that's... I always thought, oh, is that a... Because karma's bad. If karma comes at you, then karma's bad. But there's good karma
as
well. And then
what
I had
goes
this,
around comes around.
That's it. And then I had this thought, well, hang on. What if they're idiots and they don't even know that there's... So who's the karma? It's me. So everyone's responsible for their own emotions and what they take out of it. You can't expect the other person. My stepdad says he always quotes Confucius. It's on the internet, so it must be true. But about man who seeks revenge digs two graves, not one.
Yes.
or doesn't. Anyway, I think I've heard that one.
Yeah.
And it's true, because if you expect, karma will come and get them, you know, if they've wronged you, and then you expect that something bad will happen to them because of their conscience.
Yep.
The thing is, if they don't think it's bad, there's nothing, you know, and it's then eating yourself up.
You've actually just kind of hit not a nerve. It's not that's the wrong term, because that sounds like you've annoyed me. You've reminded me of something that every time I think about it and myself, it hits my own. I'm hitting my own nerve.
Right.
Was my inability to forgive when I was young.
Okay.
So I don't know why. I don't know why, but I had this inability to forgive, and that's exactly what your stepdad is saying, that I carried around. That was punishing me, that inability to forgive. You know, people, you don't have to, when you forgive, you don't actually have to think, what they did was okay.
Mm.
But it's just putting it down. It's not carrying it around. And, I just kicked our microphone stands. So not carrying that stress around. And forgiveness isn't for the other person. Forgiveness is for you.
Mm. So if we can be a little bit Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
So what is it? What someone thinks of you is none of your business. So if you let it go and bring out your inner
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean. and walk through like little bombs going off behind you.
I saw something hilarious before. Rowan Atkins and Mr. Bean. I was watching this video online, and it was Rowan Atkinson's voice. They had a little picture of his head at first, and then the life advice that was coming out of him was extraordinary. And it was all the stuff that I've been hearing over the years, but it was said with his voice, Rowan Atkinson's
Mr. Bean.
No, it wasn't voice. The Mr. Bean voice, because he doesn't have a voice.
No,
Mr. Bean,
he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Actually, that's right.
And so I'm listening to Rowan Atkinson, because I adore him. I think he's one of the most talented individuals on our planet. And I'm sitting there really enjoying this life advice from Rowan Atkinson. Then I noticed down the bottom of the video, this is all AI generated.
Wow.
Oh, and it made me sad. That because I would think that Rowan Atkinson would have, if he was in person and I was talking to him, he would have said those things, because that's the sort of human. I've always seen him in interviews I've always held him in high regard.
Mm.
And so it matched the person that I perceive him to be. And so I'm listening to all this beautiful life advice. And then when I saw AI, I went, this is not fair. We can't do this. We can't take beautiful sayings, beautiful quotes, then use AI to say it in somebody's voice who didn't say it in the first place, ascribe it to them just so that we can get hits online. It actually grated on me a little bit.
Now I'm curious, was it more like Blackadder voice?
No.
Okay.
No. It was Rowan Atkinson's interview voice, I think. It was. Imagine what I was imagining, because there wasn't a visual of him doing it.
Mm.
I imagined him at a university doing a commencement speech. I imagined him giving some wise advice to an audience on stage. And I was in it, because his voice is just brilliant.
Could you rewire that? Okay, annoying that it's AI. However, it made you feel good, and you still
good point.
Felt respect for Rowan Atkinson.
Let's use some pro-noia here.
That's
yes.
right. You still felt respect. We still feel respect for Rowan Atkinson.
So the messages themselves were great. Rowan Atkinson is great. Put two great things together. Why am I annoyed? I guess I'm annoyed because of an expectation that only the source of the knowledge can give me the knowledge. Maybe that's it. That's a bit silly, isn't it? Because we quote other people.
Badly, in my case.
But we pass on wisdom. You know, a lot of people over the years have said, Guy, what do you do? I said, I'm the conduit of other people's wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm just simply passing on the wisdom that I've collected from other people along my journey. And so, where's the resistance to an AI-generated bot using his voice to share the wisdom that will help people in life? I think I need to adjust my mindset, Michelle.
Okay.
Pro-noia. So the thought that the universe is conspiring to help you, for everything to work out for you. What a better way to look at it? Because if you leave your front door in the morning with pro-noia and set that mindset, everything that's going to happen to me today is the universe conspiring to help me? So you get in a traffic jam, yeah, right? This is one I've had before. I like this one. So you get in a traffic jam and you think to your first reaction might be, oh, I'm going to be late. But then if you have pronoia, your mind might run away, and mine has run away before. It might run away to this. Well, if this traffic jam wasn't here and traffic was flowing a bit more freely, I may have got onto the highway earlier, and then I might have been in the right place at the right time for a truck that wasn't paying attention to hit me, and I might have been in an accident. This is the universe slowing me down because there may have been calamity. Now, that's a weird thing to do, right?
No, that's like the burnt toast theory.
What's the burnt toast theory?
The same thing, a similar thing, where you burn your toast in the morning, so you've got to do it again, which has delayed you, but ultimately that has changed your timeline.
Yeah.
And so it's kept you out of harm's way because it slowed you down.
I like that. Burnt toast theory. I've never heard that. Okay.
It's a thing.
So I've always used the traffic bus truck crash theory.
Right.
I didn't hear it or read it. That was created in my mind one day when I let my mind run away, because I've always tried to let my mind run away if it's going to go down positive paths.
Yeah.
So you know how you sit there and you daydream and you do what ifs and all that sort of stuff. If my mind is running down a path which is a positive path, which I've tried to train it over the years, I'll let it run. Because I know what's happening is not necessarily reality.
Yeah.
But it is changing the way I feel. Whereas on the days where I've let my mind run away down negative paths, again, it's creating an imaginary future where negatives are happening, which are making me feel negative, but it's all a creation. So pronoia might contribute to us daydreaming positive things and finding positivity in the negativity, finding positivity in the adversity.
See, you said daydreaming. I've always imagined daydreaming to be positive.
Really?
Yeah, I've never thought of daydreaming as a negative.
Yeah, daydreaming to me is dreaming, is creativity. It's imagination running away, right?
See, a bad daydream, that doesn't compute.
So what do you call a bad daydream then?
Well, going down a rabbit hole.
Which is, well, what's your definition of daydreaming?
Imagination, but it's usually a positive.
Well, that's because you're a positive person, Michelle. But some people imagine negative, and that's paranoia. That's anxiety. Anxiety is essentially the creative part of your brain creating negative events in the future. Paranoia is believing that those negative things will happen, but if we can have pronoia, then our daydreams will be more like yours. And if we've got paranoia, our daydreaming will be the negative experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this concept, pronoia. Walk out your front door in the morning believing that the universe is conspiring for you, not against you, which is going to allow you to really appreciate the positive things that happen, but also maybe rewrite the negative or the challenges that you'll face. And if you can rewrite them into a lesson, something that you're overcoming or something that's stopping you from a worse calamity, then your experience of life will be a happier one.
I like it.
What was his name again, the author?
Rob Bresny.
Rob Bresny. Thank you, Rob, for this concept. I'm going to be toying with this for a while now.
I'd like to get the book. I've only read excerpts.
Yes, so, okay. Yes. Well, let's do that.
Yeah, we'll get the book.
We have books arriving at this house constantly.
Daily.
House? The studio? Did I just let out that this studio is a house in which we do a podcast?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Bose.
Bollinger.
Who's the other one? Lint, where are you?
That's right.
Pronoia. Think positive. No.
Believe.
The
universe, the world has a crush on you.
The world, the universe, the universe has a crush on you.
Yes.
Just like we have a crush on all of you listening. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
See you, Michelle.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown.
Lady Captain. Lady Captain.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.